You may remember the popular Where's Waldo books that had kids searching for a man hidden in pictures. Today, we search for Waldo ourselves, a real man with links to the presidency as well as the Midwest. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
David Waldo's family tree was well-rooted in American history before he ever came to the Kansas City area.
The Waldo family was an old and prosperous family and had married into the Adams family from when John Adams came and John Quincy Adams came.
As journalist B.J. Alderman explains, David Waldo's grandfather was a first cousin to President John Adams. David made his way to Missouri when he was 18 years old.
Eventually, he came to the western side of the state and bought 1,000 acres along the Kansas Territory border. And he got curious about what was going on along the Santa Fe Trail, which was only about 7 years old at that time.
Waldo traveled the trail all the way to New Mexico and became a trader, a role he held for 20 years, and a role that made him a fortune, which he lost and later rebuilt. He married in 1849 and made his home in the Kansas City area.
He and his partners started a bank in Independence. It prospered, and then he also got the mail route and a stage line to Santa Fe and also a contract with the government to send supplies down to the forts.
At the southern end of Waldo's property, he established a blacksmith shop and kept pens for animals and buildings to house up to 150 wagons used for the treks up and down the Santa Fe Trail. A community sprang up there that remains today. But perhaps the most interesting part of Waldo's story is how he hid his depositors' money from looters during the Civil War. That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in the neighborhood of Waldo Junction, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.